Secret Santa 2016. Mix 107.5 and you. Making a difference.
All right, 7:14 this morning here on Mix. KT stepping in and helping out, trying to get these out for you. Obviously wanted to get these on so you could hear where your money went to. A little bit of a tough week to kind of deal with that, and I love being a part of this.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get me wrong, but I just wish it weren't in this capacity. So, all right, never mind. I gotta get to this before I start thinking about this music, man. Come on, Duffy. all right. So this is another Portales family, I guess, today, right? Right, Amber?
Yes.
Okay, cool. So third one now, so kind of cool that way. Want to thank the helpers real quick too, and then I'm gonna turn it over to Amber. Like I said, she was really out with it, and I'm just kind of here pushing buttons. So Sparkle Cleaners, thank you. They always take care of the Secret Santa sleigh. The Clovis High School swim team, awesome, by the way. Thank you so much. Every year they come by, Amber, and help out with that wrapping, and we couldn't get it done without them.
We could, but it would take forever.
And the of course the fire department, Clovis Fire Department, thank you for the elves. They always come out with the fire trucks and the lights and always make it that much better. Mike and Debbie, thank you for supplying that warehouse for us. And Amber, go ahead with that.
And one of the elves, I believe it was on this delivery, took us to the wrong house. Lost his job as driver elf there, Baca. We ended up having to walk a block.
No longer driving the fire truck.
Six people having to back up down the street. Oh, yeah. Okay, so the shoppers for this family were Stephanie and Aaron, and a big thank you on this one to Glenn's Garage, and then, of course, you guys for donating money and time and just, you know, everything you did to help. This is the letter that we received from the nominator. It says, let me tell you, you know, a little bit about her, about Donna. She's a single mother of two boys, ages 12 and 2. She's currently battling a disease that is making it hard for her to provide for her family. I'm not even going to try to pronounce the disease. It's a syndrome it's very, very odd. It's completely turned her life upside down. It makes her allergic to the sun. She has to stay indoors, away from the UV rays and fluorescent lighting. These cause her to go into a severe allergic reaction and requires emergency care. It causes severe blisters and burning to the skin. She lives her everyday life living when the sun goes down. She gets severe fatigue along with chronic pain from swelling of the joints and muscles. She has to travel out of town a couple times a month for medical treatment, which causes extra stress, and with extra stress, it causes her flare-ups. Her car is always breaking down, and she has no transportation to go to her appointments. Along with the sickness, we're grieving over the loss of our parents. Our father passed away in August of 2015, and our mother 7 months later. My sister battles this sickness alone. She has no support from her children's father. She raises these babies alone, along with this disease, which there is no cure for. The condition makes it hard for her to maintain a job, and I would like for my sister and my nephews to be chosen to have a Christmas because otherwise her and her children will have no Christmas. I would just like to see her happy. She's had a rough year. I've seen her down to her breaking point, and it's hard when there's nothing to do for your own family. She stresses so much, and it breaks my heart to see her struggle every day of her life. And then she goes on to say, you know, thank you to Secret Santa and everything.
Wow. All right. So Secret Santa, delivery number 3, the Gallegos family. Here we go.
It's Gallegos. Secret Santa 2016, another delivery. And Amber, once again, we're down in your old stomping grounds down here in Portales. And as I anticipated, here you are telling Baca all about your childhood. Baca, helper elf, who does all the driving for us, letting him know all the sights and scenery here in Portales. Nicely done. This particular family, as we make our way down here looking for their home, they live on a little bit of an obscure road, and it's funny because I think we are going to put more vehicles on this road than have been on the road all week long. We have at least 10 to 12 vehicles behind us that are part of this Secret Santa delivery. Another family well-deserving of a surprise visit from Secret Santa. Okay, we believe we found the street, and it is indeed a small street off the main road here. It's kind of in between two main intersections, and we are looking for the house. We have the address. Did you see the address here, Bill? We believe we're here. We're going to hop out and see if we can find which one it is. All right, let's look for the correct address. This could also be a Secret Santa first, as we are going to walk the rest of the way to find this house. Which one do we think it is? It has to be one of these. There's not many houses on this street. So what we're going to do is we're actually going to call the nominator who was there at the house and let her know that we are a little bit lost. Hopefully she'll tell us which home it is supposed to be. We believe it is the first one down here. Yeah, indeed. She said it would have the truck and the silver vehicle. Well, Amber, the good news is tonight we're making a delivery and we're getting our exercise all at the same time.
Yeah, fun. I'll work off those donuts that we had earlier.
This will be the first time we've shown up to a house like this where we're literally walking about 3 blocks to get there. And we've got all the vehicles behind us.
Yeah, Baca's fired.
He's been with us 13, 14 years, and all of a sudden he makes one wrong turn, and that's it. All right, so we're pulling up here. We believe it's this one right here. There is a dog over there. You're going to want to watch for that. And then we'll knock here. Hi.
Hey, guys.
How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Can we come in?
Yes.
And, we drove by your house, and we've been up and down the road a few times and all of that. Who lives here? Hi. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Is it okay if we just kind of take over your house for a minute?
Sure.
Cool. And these are your kiddos over here?
This one and this one.
Well, before we talk to them, let us tell you who we are and what we're doing here, okay? My name is Duffy Moon. This is Amber Kay. We're on the radio on Mix 107.5 Radio. And every year we do a segment on our radio station that we call Secret Santa. And we look for families that are maybe going through a little bit of a struggle this year. And with the help of our listeners, we offer to bring Christmas for their whole family. And your family was nominated. And so if you say yes, we'd like to bring Christmas for you guys.
Yes.
Okay, we work with Santa, by the way, to make all this happen, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Is it okay if we talk to your kids?
Yes.
How you doing?
Good.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
What do you see coming through the door right now?
Presents and a Christmas tree.
Lots of stuff, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And who's this little guy down here? Hi.
Yeah.
Hi.
Yeah.
Mama's kind of explaining what's going on to you here. As you can see, making the way through the house right now, we've got a whole bunch of gifts that were shopped for you and your boys. And we have food that's been provided for you for Christmas dinner, courtesy of S&S Supermarket. And our friends at the Rib Crib have a turkey for you. We have a Christmas tree, courtesy of Carpet Tech. Our friends at Harrison Family Builders helped you out with some decorations this year for your whole family, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
You say hi?
Hi.
Well, Amber, he didn't get scared, so that's good.
Yeah, you usually make them cry, so that was good. You're getting better.
Mom, are you able to tell us kind of what's been going on this year? I understand it's been a tough year for you guys.
Yeah, we lost our parents and then just battling some health issues. Just a lot going on.
I understand that you wind up spending a lot of time inside during the day. Did we get that right?
Yeah, that's right. I blister when I go out in the sun, so I have to hide out in my house. Do a lot of stuff at night.
You have your boys with you, and boy, they are handsome young men. They look like they've got smiles on their faces tonight.
Yes, they do. Thank you.
How are we looking, elves? Good. We good? Boy, we really did take over your house, didn't we? Well, listen, on behalf of the listeners of Mix 107.5, we just have a few more things that we'd like to turn over for you tonight, and then we'll let you guys enjoy this, okay?
Okay.
First of all, we understand that you were having some trouble with your vehicle that we heard from the nice lady that nominated you. So we worked it out with Glenn's Garage, and on behalf of Glenn's Garage, they're going to give you up to $1,000 worth of repairs on your vehicle, and that's parts and labor and everything, okay?
Okay, thank you.
To really help you guys out, we hope, on behalf of the listeners of Mix 107.5, our final gift for you is $1,000 in cash.
Gosh, thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Sorry, I can't talk.
It's okay. It's okay. How about we sing her a Christmas carol instead? Let's give her a second to pull herself together, okay? And we lost your son and the other one, they just...
He ran away.
How about we wish you a Merry Christmas on three? Here we go. One, two, three.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Thank you so much.
Merry Christmas, bud.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, buddy.
Merry Christmas and thank you.
Keep taking care of your mom, okay?
Okay.
Merry Christmas, Mom.
Thank you, guys.
The stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining till He appeared and the soul felt.
How you doing?
Good.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
The thrill of
Christmas.
Fall on your knees.
So if you say yes, we'd like to bring Christmas for you guys.
You all hear the angels' voices. Oh, night divine. Oh, night when Christ was born.
Mom, are you able to tell us kind of what's been going on this year? I understand it's been a tough year for you guys.
Yeah, we lost our parents and then just battling some health issues. Just a lot going on.
I understand that you end up spending a lot of time inside during the day. Do we get that right?
Yeah, that's right. I blister when I go out in the sun, so I have to hide out in my house. Do a lot of stuff at night.
You have your boys with you, and boy, they are handsome young men. They look like they've got smiles on their faces tonight.
Yes, they do. Thank you.
On behalf of the listeners of Mix 107.5, our final gift for you is $1,000 in cash.
Oh gosh, thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Sorry, I can't talk.
See coming through the door right now?
Presents and a Christmas tree.
Oh,
lots of stuff, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Merry Christmas, Bud.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Bud.
Merry Christmas and thank you.
Keep taking care of your mom, okay?
Okay.
Merry Christmas, Mom.
Thank you, guys.